Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The key development reached at the 2023 United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP28, was a commitment to end the use of fossil fuels globally starting in 2024. Although the final document was a compromise to appease oil-producing countries that initially refused to accept such limits on fossil fuels, in the end, some 190 countries agreed that the world must begin transitioning to clean fuels. We all should recognize the special nature of the finding of common ground for something as broad and complicated as this, where the stakes are high economically, socially, politically, in human terms, said U.S. Special Envoy for Climate Change, John Kerry. It doesn't get bigger.
For the very first time at a COP, fossil fuels have been on the table as a major part of our negotiations. And the decision that came out of this clearly embraces transitioning away from fossil fuels in energy systems so as to achieve net zero by 2050. That is a clear, unambiguous message on one of the most complicated issues that we face. And the first and easiest thing that countries need to do to make this commitment real is to stop building new unabated coal.
This means temporarily switching to cleaner fossil fuels. Liquefied natural gas is one such transitional fuel.
If you're switching gas for coal or you're switching gas for oil, you get an immediate bigger reduction in emissions. Our goal by 2030, according to the science, is to have a minimum 43% reduction, or better if we can, and by 2050 to be at net zero.
Clearly, you've got to keep your economy moving in order to be able to keep folks with you and supportive of the transition, as well as to be able to fund it and affect it in an orderly, just way, said Special Envoy Kerry.
For a year or two, you may be meeting the demand pump up, but at the same time, look at the number of battery companies, look at the amount of electric vehicles, look at the amount of renewable energy, look at the ratio of what's being developed. We're aiming for 50% to 52% reduction by 2030. We believe we can get there.
So, my friends, I think we're on a road, said John Kerry. We have a lot of work to do, but we have a roadmap by which to proceed.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.